The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Well, now it's time for Boxed. I'm joined by the presenter of Screen Time, John Fardy. John, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
You have selected a comedy caper.
A comedy caper. Ride or die. Be careful when you're Googling that, folks. But this is a show on Prime Video. They like us to call it Prime Video now. They've dropped the Amazon, technically. But in case you don't know what Prime Video is, it is Amazon. So we have the great Hannah Waddington. A lot of people know from Ted Lasso. An actress who, I suppose, came into bloom in later years. That's always written about. She was kind of a musical theatre impresario actress type, and she's just done huge business since Ted Lasso. She is best friends to Octavia Spencer, and they are really close friends and have been for 25 years. Octavia Spencer is married to a politician, Dave Claiborne, who has ambitions to be the big thing.
And she has for him as well. He's a bit kind of a dumb blonde of a politician.
Yes.
And she is the brains that might bring them to number 10.
Indeed, the power behind the throne. But she's kind of lovely as well, has to be said. She's a great actress. A lot of people might know her from Octavia Spencer. Now, here's the rub in all this. Hannah Washington's character, Judith, also known as Whiptail. Why is she called Whiptail? Because she's an assassin and a damn good one at it. To the point that people were talking she should be the next Bond, because she does have action chops. So what happens in this is they are going to an event one night with her husband. And Hannah Waddington's character is there on an assassin job, and they realise that they've both, well, Hannah's been lying to Octavia Spencer all this time, and she's actually an assassin. The SH1T hits the fan and they go on the run, and this is her discovering her friend is not who she thought she was.
Who were those people? Why are they shooting at
us? I can't tell you. I don't know.
It's me. DCXX? What is this?
I don't know. I think somebody wanted me to find it.
DC. Debbie Claiborne. Those are my initials.
It's me.
No.
What are my initials doing?
Debbie, will you
wait? Will you just calm down?
Calm down? Calm down? You've got a gun. The wing mirror has been shot off. And I don't even know how we got to this van.
Oh, we stole it.
We stole it.
She realizes the van they're in, they have stolen.
Yeah.
And why would an innocent forensic accountant, which is Hannah's official...
supposed job.
Yeah.
She's a badass, as I say. And I suppose the heart of this, in a way, is that Octavia Spencer's character, for about the first four episodes, is heartbroken that her friend's been lying to her. And it's not even so much that her friend has been killing people for money, it's that she lied to her all this time. They were in book clubs together.
Yeah.
And she
there's a great line, and a bit of a spoiler for me, I suppose, where she says... you know, you're paid to kill people. Yes, if I wasn't, I'd be a serial killer.
I should have got that clip, actually. This is very funny. So what I found about this was it started and I thought, oh, this is kind of okay. I'm not sure why people are raving about this. And then it really drew me in as it went on. There's a great movie with Robert De Niro called Midnight Run.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminds me kind of that, albeit a female version. And it's important to say that, you know, we don't see that many action parts for women in their mid-50s. I saw someone in The Guardian call it a perimenopausal comedy, which is a bit reductive, it has to be said. But I get what they're pointing at here, you know. And also what has to be said is the plot is ludicrous. It's daft. But don't let that put you off. It is kind of absurd because Hannah Waddington's character is... involved with this group of assassins. It's possibly the British intelligence agency. There may be a hit out on her. She has to go in pursuit of another bad guy. It's very labyrinthine, but
and it's
still
not a spoiler
by.
To say that her boss is Bill Nighy, playing Bill Nighy very well.
Bill Nighy plays Bill Nighy, but he's an evil Bill Nighy in this, a whiskey drinking kind of guy. And he goes back a long way with Hannah's character. And that's very well done. So I'm saying this, it is a ludicrous plot, but it doesn't matter. It holds your attention. Let me bring you another flavor of it, because I mentioned it was a study in friendship, but it's also a study in what do you do if you hit your 50s and the world is not what you thought it might be. And this is a spoiler, but it is in the trailer, so it's okay. Her husband, the future possible Prime Minister, Octavia Spencer's husband, wants a divorce, and she finds out when she sees his phone binging from a family lawyer.
But that's a family lawyer. Why is a family lawyer calling you?
Well, I think we should get a divorce.
Is this a joke?
Yeah, this isn't how I wanted to tell you, but, yeah, I've been thinking about it for a while, you know. I've had a good innings, but the kids are grown and we're moving in different directions.
Different directions? Different directions? What does that mean, different directions?
It means... It means... I'm no good at this sort of thing. You're the one who writes the speeches. You'd be very well taken care of.
Are you serious?
Oh, look, I didn't mean for it to happen like this. It wasn't supposed to be now. I thought that, you know, once everything had calmed down a bit...
After the election? You mean after the election? After I got you all that way, you were going to, what, cut me loose? I made you,
David. It's not like that.
It is exactly like that. How dare you?
Oh, come on! Neither of us is happy. Why be miserable?
I was happy.
I was happy. Yeah. Why didn't he just text her?
Do a Phil Collins on it. Send a fax, yeah. But there's a couple of moments in that, as I say, about friendship, about heartache, about marriage and stuff like that. So there's a nice bit of heart in this as well as comedy. And the action is actually very good.
And the locations.
Oh, delightful. It makes you want to go on holidays, which I'll be doing very shortly, incidentally. But what I really liked about this as well, Anna Waddington, I keep mentioning her, but she's really good as an action hero. And she's very believable, kicking lumps out of bad guys. I thought she was terrific in it, you know?
Okay, that's a recommendation. Ride or Die, it's yes. called, and it's on Prime Video.
That's yes.
what they're calling it. Screen time this week?
Yeah, there's a book I'm doing this week that you would be fascinated by about how movies and TV shows started the culture wars in America. Stuff like Murphy Brown, The Simpsons, The Last Temptation of Christ. Fascinating author, Isaac Butler.
John Faraday, presenter of Screen Time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Timber Living Log Cabins.